Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You cannot please a woman. A woman see that as weakness, and you're catering to her ego. And you cannot please an ego. You have to overcome an ego. She'll have you jumping off a bridge, and then she'll get another man after she collect your insurance. Just FYI.
Kendra, I've been on here before, like on your Facebook, about 2 years ago.
Okay, give me an update. I don't remember.
And when we were talking, I was in Atlanta at my other house. And I remember you said, you know, when you're over 55 and you're 60, it's harder to find somebody. And let me tell you, when you gave me the numbers, I was like, she don't know what she's talking about. She's young. You were not lying when you said, as you get older, the percentage of men in the 55 to up bracket of choices get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah, open your eyes. Can't you see?
How is that not common sense for a woman in her 60s? You didn't know that it's going to get harder to date as you age as a woman? Or just in general, really, but especially as a woman? You really thought dating in your early 20s would be the same as dating in your 60s?
Girl, you stupid bobblehead. Get to my fucking nerves.
You blew my mind, Kendra, when you said it's going to get harder to date when I get in my 50s and 60s. I did not believe you. I thought you was just some young and talking poppycock. Water wet, girl. You telling me the sun hot? I ain't believe you at first, but you was right.
I'm not the same person that created the show. I know so much more. Rightfully so. I'm a journalist at heart. So what I did as a journalist is I interviewed people and I collect data and share. Before it was mainly celebrities, right?
Right.
Yes.
I'm just sharing the data that
I collect. And then also too, you know, I have live events. Mm-hmm. And when I have live events, that's another source of statistics. And I can tell you there'll be 80% women to the 20% men. Mm-hmm. It's just what it is. It's a number game. This is a math conversation. I'm a queen. He should pay all my bills. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm just talking about math, straight numbers.
3 times 7.
21.
21, that's great.
21?
7 times 3. Okay.
You know, well, women hate math because they can't put their woo-woo bullshit into math. It's just black and white. Boom, here are the numbers. They love spirituality. They love zodiac signs. Anything that can have a gray area to it. You know what I mean? Because they can manipulate that. They can't manipulate 2 plus 2 is 4.
Why not?
When it comes to a man giving them some money, they could do math then. When it comes to a man buying them something, they could do math then. But when it comes to doing the math on their own pathetic life, yeah, they ain't trying to do that math.
I don't know. We've been having conversations all over the place about 50-50. No, I'm not paying half your bills because you're not paying half of mine. I'm not. I don't want you trying to come for granny's checks either.
Well, I think the 50-50 thing is spoken about if you live together.
Oh, okay.
Something is wrong here.
Well, how do you feel about that? If y'all were to live together, what is your, now that you know what it means, now what are your thoughts?
Child, you got to come with your own money. I got my own money. I don't want to move in your house. You ain't moving in my house. We're going to get a new house. You got to come with your own money and your own checks.
So when you get the new house, what is the component you want to pay?
That's where, you know, it's, you know, I look at it like I would never want to move into a house that somebody had in our age bracket. They're either divorced or whatever. But what I'm saying is that you would move into, you have to make choices. Like either you're going to move into somebody's house or who got a mortgage, who don't got a mortgage. It's just so many things that go into that over 50 stuff.
Like what?
Can you imagine as a grown man trying to have a serious nuts and bolts conversation with this woman? She can't answer a direct question. It's so frustrating. And women always talk about communication is key. Women are terrible communicators in relationships.
And I always look at it like since I'm into real estate and I'm an investor that I could always grab a little house and we could just put 10 or 20,000 and we'd be good and we wouldn't have no mortgage.
Okay. All right, let's take it from the top. Tell me your name again, honey.
My name is Vernette.
Vernette?
Mm-hmm.
And Vernette, where are you calling us from?
I'm in Houston, but I'm from the West Coast.
Where do you live? Houston. How old are you again?
I am 62.
Okay, 62. What you do for a living?
Real estate investor.
Real estate investor. Do you have any mm-hmm. children?
I have two grown children.
How old are your two grown kids?
37 and 30.
And what?
And 30.
30. Both by the same man?
No.
Two men. Have you ever been married?
Yeah. Yes.
When did you get divorced last?
Oh, 15 years ago.
Oh, I'm talking about, okay. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Girl, they got to know the Lord, honey. They got to know the Lord, and they got to have their own money. Because I'm not looking for their money. I need somebody that wants to be in love. People that want to be in love. My mama always told me, if a man loves you, there ain't nothing you can't have. So I ain't worried about material stuff. I got my own stuff.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
You're already jamming an object in your face. Does this woman seem like she would be pleasant to be around?
No.
See how her demeanor changed when talking about men? She was somewhat lighthearted and friendly and giggling when it came to talking to Kendra. But her whole energy shifted when it came to talking about a man. Because by this point, they're jaded, they're bitter, and they're hateful towards the male gender. Why would any man sign up for this? You already coming aggressive. Her demon was activated as soon as she had to talk about a man.
You are the winner, first winner to receive the Satan Award. You are evil to the core.
She's showing you how she talks to men right now. This is how she would talk to you as a grown-ass man.
I ain't worried about material stuff. I got my own stuff. I'm talking about somebody that got some sense and that, you know, when they get old, they're going to change some diapers. Some depends. Because when you get older, you got to think about that. He's going to help you in and out the tub and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that got some sense and some tenderness. Some of y'all is like a M&M. You hard on the outside. You ain't got no ooey gooey center, man.
No, you ain't talking. You? What?
Always gonna love me more than I'm ever gonna love you. And if a man wants to be in my life, he needs to spend his every waking hour thinking of ways on how he needs to convince me that he should even be graced by my presence.
Is this coming across like somebody with the ooey gooey center? The hypocrisy it is. And of course, Kendra isn't gonna call it out. She's just going to make them dumbass faces. Do you think if a man came on here aggressive like that, she wouldn't check him instantly? She would have slowed him down off top.
Old men that been through some things. You coming out of a divorce or you done lost your wife and some of you done lost your wife and you still got the ladies' clothes in the house. That's spooky. No, I don't want to go in your house.
That should be an immediate referral to an insane asylum.
You got to have your mind together. Retired, you know, somebody outside that like to barbecue a little bit and shake his legs on the swing a little bit.
Whee! Whee! Whee!
You know, somebody like that. Somebody ain't out in the club trying to throw it in the circle still. None of that throwing it in the circle if you're 60 and up. You need to settle it down, bring it on in, come on the porch and chill out. Uh-huh. That's what we should be doing right now. Not some of y'all men out there getting them young girls and getting them young babies, and then you think that granny gonna take care of it. Not happening.
That lady is angry.
What? Jealous?
No human being deserves to suffer this. Yes, 60-year-old men who got it together and still looking good, they could pull a 30, 35-year-old. And honestly, it ain't even about the age with you. You're a horrible mentally ill person. So I wouldn't wish you on a 90-year-old man who need a nurse wife or whatever. I wouldn't wish you on my worst enemy. It ain't even about the whole age gap dating. We could just throw the whole age thing out the window. You're a terrible human being.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to.
And anybody that knows this woman in any capacity, I feel for, and I'm going to pray for tonight.
Keep your little worms in your pants and find you a nice woman that wants to make you some coffee in the morning, make you some eggs and some grits and stuff.
I'm going to act like a complete bitch the whole time I'm around you. But in the morning, I'll make you some coffee, though. I don't think that's going to offset the demonic spirits that are going to be floating around me 24/7.
But some of y'all, I don't know what's going on. I don't care if you're a silver fox or whatever. I don't care what kind of fox you are. Come on in. It's cold outside. Make a decision. Pick you one woman and date in your age bracket.
You can't convince, you know, men who are seasoned and doing well in life and looking good in life to date some old hag like you, some old miserable hag like you. The guilting don't work.
Nice try.
Just like nobody could guilt trip you into dating a 5-foot dude in high school. Just like no one could have guilt tripped you into dating a dude who didn't have a car when you were in your 20s.
Remember that?
So now that you old and washed up and need somebody to change your diaper, you're not going to fucking convince Silver Fox Tyrone to rock with you. And she told on herself. She said, I don't care if you a Silver Fox. She's still chasing top 10% men, thinking that she stands a chance. They never stop chasing the top 10%ers. Because here's the thing. This woman could get a man, but she still thinks she better than 90% of the males on the planet.
That makes no fucking sense.
This is the perfect video to explain why older men don't date older women. This should be the quintessential video to watch. If you're wondering, why don't, you know, older men date older women? Check this out, and you will never ask that question again. Yeah, if she's yelling at you now before you even met her, can you imagine if an issue come about and y'all dating? This is her sales pitch for you to want to get with her. Can you imagine how she is when she get mad? And I want to point this out again. When she was kikiing with Kendra, it was soft, it was playful, friendly even. Soon as Kendra mentioned a man, what do you want in a man? Soon as she heard the word man, the demon activated in her. She hates men. Why do you even want to date a man? She despises men, and she's making that very clear.
I have daddy issues, and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen, I have PTSD.
I really don't feel any type of desire or, like, attraction to men in general anymore. And that's also because of my personal collective experiences that I've had with, like, dating, like, the wrong types of men and things like that.
I think I found my life's motto. Nice eyes, thick thighs, out to ruin men's lives.
This is 62 years of pain and disappointment. I've been fighting all my life.
All my life I had to fight.
And then everybody be in love. Stop trying to be 60 dating 30-year-olds, because it ain't gonna get you nothing but a baby. Period.
Lady, you're scaring us.
Period. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's wrong with you. Old man, Kendra. Like, I know your dad, I see you be talking about your dad all the time. Now, you know, he ain't out here trying to get him a 20-year-old.
Well, my daddy told me he liked him young, too. I'm sorry. My daddy,
he liked him young, too?
I just learned on Christmas my daddy would date somebody my age. So I'm trying to tell you, Vernetta, yeah, my daddy's 77. He said he'll date somebody 45. He get along with
them. Damn.
Because my daddy at 77 got a no-kid policy.
Is there a range that he goes?
No.
He wouldn't date you. Kendra wouldn't wish you on her father. She loves her father. Who want to deal with this? She don't want to deal with you. She looking forward to getting off this call. I mean, she trying to be professional. She don't want to deal with you. This woman has Satan on speed dial.
I was doing the last time you was here. Men in your age like them younger. I don't make the rules, women. I'm sorry. So,
but
I don't make the rules.
When you say go younger, Kendra, like when you're in your 60s, how young do you think is young?
Listen, I'm not telling you what to go. I'm telling you what they doing. Now, there's some who date within their age, of course, but like sometimes their wife might have passed. But you just said you don't want nobody's dead wife's clothes in the house still.
Mm-mm. No, and he had to get knee replacements and all that stuff. Granny, I ain't there yet, right? Child. Granny likes to do it too.
I'm so fucking scared right now. You shut up.
So I'm just telling you, I like to have sex still. I do a lot of sex, but I'm not gonna do it with somebody that got the PRD.
What's the PRD?
The penile rectal dysfunction.
penile erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, is some y'all. Yes, penile rectal dysfunction.
So what is that the same as ED, erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, similar. One of them ain't gonna work at all. One's just gonna be like that. It ain't gonna never do nothing.
What is that?
I just don't want nobody that's on the Viagra. Let me just say that.
I'm winning any motherfucking way. I can't lose.
Okay, so what is the age range you want to date? Let's start there.
I think 52 to 62. Okay.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit.
What's some other deal breakers, Vernette?
Just not honesty, just the honesty and just, you know, whatever it is. If you only got two nickels to rub, they'll say, hey, granny, I ain't got but two nickels. Stand on your business. You know, just somebody that is just ready to settle down. Somebody that wants to be in love. A lot of times people are in love with the idealism of love, but they don't want the actual work that goes into it that leads to something more serious.
I don't want no problems. Should he look a certain way?
He gotta be taller than a fifth grader. Let me see. He gotta be taller than a fifth grader.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Taller than a fifth grader. She's using every opportunity to shame men, to talk down on men, to belittle men, to emasculate men. Just pay attention to her language. Why would she even use that comparison?
Look, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit.
You're vile, you're disgusting, you're despicable, you're rude, you're bitter, you're hateful, disgraceful. Did I already say disgraceful? You're intolerable, you're unbearable, you're cynical, you're diabolical, you're atrocious, you're ferocious. You have some type of psychosis, and you need to take an extra dosage or whatever meds you're on.
Good work. Somebody, we get checks somebody, over here, baby.
You cussing somebody out in the comment section?
I can't see that anyway.
Okay. I like your outfit.
I got my pajamas on.
Okay, we got you, girl. Vernette, right?
Uh-huh. They call me V.
V. When was your last relationship?
Ooh, back before the pandemic.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Before the pandemic. Okay. I ain't letting folks run up on me like that. I got a lot of power going on. Mm-hmm.
What kind of power?
I got a lot of sexual power that at this age, and I'm not going to be unleashing it on any little Tom, Dick, and Harry.
You have sexual power.
Yes, I got it. I got the powers.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're gonna.
This
let
is
the
not true.
Okay,
This is not. Doesn't even make sense.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street? Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy, and that's my problem.